Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, family. Yeah. We in the building. Let's get it. Side by side, do the stuff. A round of applause for doing who we are. Being in the building, family, we good.
Everybody feeling all right. Hoping everything's good with everybody. It's your boy, Pimp Black. Welcome to the Vain Verity. Here to get a game serving where that cause change. I ain't serving with this truth. Gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Give yourself another round of applause for being who we are, family, for joining us tonight. We here, man. It's a lovely day, man. It's a Monday. What a great way to spend. How was your weekend, man? How was your weekend? You know, it's lovely. Did you do anything extravagant? Did you do anything exciting? You know? Did you make any memories? Did you make some money? Did you make some babies? Did you make all the above? I hope y'all made no baby. But then again, if you did, I hope that was planned. Not no plan. They hope it was planned parenthood. You know what I mean? On that note. You know what I mean? Hope y'all made some money, man. Hope y'all out here investing and, you know, out here supporting black businesses. You know, like, you know, the Awful Blessed Creations, to say the least, like Chris Smith Multimedia. You know, people like that, you know, Peace Chef ATL, Coat Dripping, make sure, you know, you're supporting some good things out there, man. There's a lot of things going on, matter of fact. But that said, make sure y'all go holler at my people, Coat Dripping over there. Got the Frank T's out. Things sweet, man. I can't wait to get them white ones, them white Jones on, though. I'm really on them. But if accepting pre-orders right now, you can go hit them up at their Instagram. Send them a DM, and they'll get the information over to you. You did. Again, that's at Cold Dripping, KULTDRIPPIN, fam. You know what I mean? That's that, man. Other than that, I had a nice weekend, man. I ain't really do too much. You know, I've been in grind mode, of course, you know, still trying to get this series going. It's a lot coming with this. I'm learning as I go as far as how to, you know, get this thing out, man. And my back been against the wall, you know, a couple of times, so to speak. But it's making me stronger, and I'm coming out on top every time. So, you know, I only see me winning either way, you know, and that's the only way I try to strive. And I tell my sons that all the time as well, you know. Want something, you got to stick to it, because ain't nobody going to give it to you. Ain't nothing going to be handed. So you got to stay in constant grind mode, fam. So that's what I've been on this weekend. And, you know, of course, been catching these playoffs, man. Hey, man. You know, it's looking like Boston was down, had Cleveland, man, 2-0 in Boston. You know, they won the first two, of course. And then they beat them by, like, 15 or 20-plus points, you know, both games, right? But get to Cleveland the first game, and LeBron, man, being LeBron that he is, them boys had some meeting over them couple of days, day or two off, and they came back hard and full effect, like straight up. And, yeah, so salute to Cleveland, man. It looked like, on the depending on, you know, how Golden State, you know, they fell with Houston or whatever. But, you know, still got to go club, still going to have to see, you know, what's going to come out of that. And then, because I'm thinking it's going to be a four-way, man. A four-peat, being like it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State for the fourth time. You know, that's never been done in history as far as the same, you know, two teams, you know, going to the finals, you know, four times consecutively. So, but Houston looking good, Boston looking good, they both have a chance. So, we're going to see how this thing play out, but you know how they go, man. We don't see LeBron with his back against the wall quite a few times before, and he, you know, always came out and, you know, did what he needed to do. Every time, too, you know what I'm saying? So he really got a hold of LeBron tonight. I'm going to have to start, you know, a lot of my fans, salute to everybody listening on us in Norway. And Canada just joined us as well, joining the market. So, salute to Canada, matter of fact, because I got to give, you know, much love and things. I can't really get to it right now on this screen. But yeah, we had another overseas country checking in. And I always, you know, big appreciate that, you know, for our brand to be people checking us out and listening to us in, you know, other markets. So, you know, we appreciate that over here. Right, I'm going to go ahead and clear some things up. A lot of people been sending me messages and asking me, you know, what's been going on as far as, you know, like with the co-hosts or whatever. Here it is, family. You know, this is Vain Podcast, you know what I mean? You know, we say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. So here's me holding my nose. My brother originally started with me, Miss K, at Miss KB, and my brother Spade Black. You know, my brother, Spade decided that, these things on his life, probably it was, you know, the time, you know, at the time it was, you know, he just didn't feel it at the moment, even though, like, we have these dialogues that I, you know, approach them like, look, you know, we have some good conversations, so, you know, I think you'll be, your views and what you bring to, you know what I mean, to light and conversation we have, will be good on the forefront, you know what I mean, so I think it'll be a good idea, but I think the fact of actually, you know, having to do this to this light, he just wasn't, you know, comfortable with it at the time, plus, you know, it was actually more so a time restraint for him that hindered him from doing it. So, you know, he opted out at the moment, which just left me and Kay. And I have had another gentleman, Jay Conhill, number partner six, a.k.a. at DSSATL. My brother Six enters. And Six came in, and Six is rather controversial. He's a wild card, you know, he's a hothead. He's a whole different personality, if you will, as opposed to my brother Spade Black. So still thought, you know, Six had a lot to offer, you know, to the show. So but you know, as we went on, Six doing a couple of episodes with us, you know, it started to come along like, damn, hey, Six, he be kind of all over the place a little bit, and, you know, he kind of strays away from the topics a lot. So once we, you know, got into that, we eliminated that, and, you know, he kind of felt that. And I think something that, you know, what Levis for, you know, he needed to take some time to, you know, maneuver and, you know, focusing on the podcast and what his role to the podcast was at the time, he could no longer, you know, really, you know, be part of it like that, because he had, you know, obligations he needed to fulfill in another, you know, space of his life. And of course, you know what I mean, being in me and his relationship, me knowing those situations, I couldn't do nothing but accept that. So at that point, I was like, you know what, me and Ms. K, we kind of just like, you know, rocking at this point. Let's just, you know, keep it going. And here's where we at right now, family. And then that just left, you know, me and Miss K then, right? So I, you know, myself and family, I got to be honest with y'all. I don't know what happened as far as Miss K go. We just kind of lost communication, you know what I mean, so to speak. I reached out and then, you know, and then, you know, it turned into something else on another, you know, where I reached out, she was actually supposed to take part in, you know, doing business on something else. And I'm just being honest, family, like, you know, I don't even know really what happened with that with her. So if y'all can kind of reach out, like, because to me at this point, Ms. KB is still kind of considered my co-host of the Vain Verdict podcast. However, I said, because y'all asking me, and then it either answers that I can't even ask and questions that I can't even answer. So I can only say, you know, maybe y'all can reach out to her, you know, and Ms. KB, and, you know, maybe, and let me know what's good. But as far as the podcast go, I'm not really sure. But either way, you know, salute to Ms. KB, and I guess, you know, there's a conversation we're going to have. You know, of course, before, you know, she blesses us with her presence again. But either way, man, we're here. We're going to continue to keep it going and keep the information out. The more, you know, y'all get any topics y'all want to discuss, want to talk about, you know, or want to hear, you know, me go in on, rather. So, you know, I can't do nothing but bless the people with that, you know. And we'll do it every time, you know, and all truth, all transparency as well. You know what I mean? That said, family, give me take a little brief moment, and I'll be right back. And we're going to get into our topic for today. It is.
This episode is being brought to you by
Chris Mills, multimedia.media.com.
You need logos, fly designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground. I suggest you go no further, family, than Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, that's Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, you better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace. And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality, the clarity that it would come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirts or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on higher polyester blend as opposed to cotton. I can do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl custom printing, anything you need done to that matter. Y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now he's located at Green Broad Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. You come out of a brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color coordination that these guys are putting out, man. It's really unmatched. I've seen nothing else like it. And it's 2018, launch is the new season of streetwear.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say hold your nose and tilt your head back.
So look, check this out, family. We back at it, right? It's your boy, Pimp Black, again. You logged in to blogtalkradio.com/thevainverdict. Here to get a game service where that cause change ain't certain, but with this truth, it gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Y'all already know all over the weekend, the world been going fucking crazy, ham. Internet, I should say, been going wild about this royal wedding that we all just took place in. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because I woke up, I think it was Saturday morning, was it? We got Saturday morning early, you know, and that shit was on. Like, man, that was the longest fucking wedding in history. Now, look, check this out. Before we get into it, family, let me let you explain this to you. I got no problem with the wedding. You know what I'm saying? The sanctity of marriage is a beautiful thing. no problem with marriage at all. However, my issue lies within the part of it itself and what this wedding actually stood for and what it was about. Now, I know y'all saw a lot of shit, and we see the beautiful majesty of it, and you know the princess, that beautiful story with the prince riding off into the sunset and shit, right? But that whole thing about design, man, I want y'all to understand who exactly these people are. When I say these people, I mean who the fuck this English Empire is. Queen Elizabeth and Harry and William, Charles and all them motherfuckers. Who y'all named after? Are your slave master daddy, the real descendants of those masters who you named after? But how much y'all know about this family? How about, you know what, before we go back a little bit, we'll go back a little bit. I'm gonna throw out a couple of facts before we run out of time, and hopefully I can get it all out. Probably had to do another part of this, especially the backlash I'm going to be getting, because I see y'all already. But I just want y'all to really understand about this royal family, if you will. I'm going to read something to you. Now, y'all know I'm a part actor, so aspiring actor, so you will. So I always want to do a lot of shit in the English accent. So I'm gonna read a statement, so to speak, from an article that Prince William wrote, who is the best man at this royal wedding y'all just watched over the weekend. It's the best man, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth, the heir to the throne. These are his words. Since my lifetime, we have seen global wildlife populations decline by over half. Africa's rapidly growing human population is predicted to more than double by 2050, a staggering increase of 3.5 people per month. Now, urbanization, infrastructure, development, cultivation, all good things in themselves, but they will have a terrible impact unless we begin to plan depopulation and take measures now. That was Prince William, the grandson, the heir to the throne, talking about depopulizing Africa for the sake of the fucking wildlife, for the animals that's there. You hear what this nigga saying? He gonna kill people because people gonna double. That's the excuse that they want to use. And he advised them to take measures now. Now, this statement was made 2 years ago, if I'm mistaken. Urging them to take matters now. But see, y'all love this crap of motherfucker. Y'all love these evil motherfuckers. British Empire began with creations of overseas colonies in the 16th century to the latter 20th century. At the peak of their rule, the 1920s, they controlled over 23% of the world's surface and over 458 million people. Now, what do you think some of the causes can be for such an immaculate empire? 23% of the world's surface they control. Now, that's a lot, especially when only 75%. When 75% of the surface is land, is water. Now, ain't that some shit? Have y'all ever heard of the Amritsar Revolution? that it was back after World War One. You know, there was like a growing nationalist sentiment, and they wanted to prevent protests. They banned public meetings in the major cities. You know, back in another time. And then, ironically, on April the 13th, my son's birthday, 1919, thousands assembled. Because, you know, they couldn't, you know, it was back in the day, then, like, it wasn't on Instagram and Facebook and shit. So, a lot of time when laws were passed and shit, you know, it took a minute for shit to get around. So, in order for the British to, you know, prevent the protests and all of this, and, you know, from congregating, they decided to ban, you know, large public meetings, public assembly like that, right? In major assembly. So, but again, on 7th birthday in 1919, thousands of them assembled in the garden in Amritsar, and I'm probably not saying it right, but y'all can look it up. Amritsar. You know, I mean, it was an Indian holy Sikh city. A thousand of them, you know, got together as a celebration along with, you know, protesters to stand against, you know, the British imperialism. Now, during that time, Colonel Richard Dyer, he ordered, watch this, right? This nigga ordered his troops to fire indiscriminately on the crowd for 10 fucking minutes. Now, if you understand what I'm saying by he meaning indiscriminately mighty, meaning we don't care who you kill, but for 10 minutes straight, open fire on all their ass, take them out. And that's what they did. They shot for 10 minutes, right? And they reported they only 379 were killed and over 1,200 were injured. But, you know, other sources that were actually, you know, reported the truth was over 1,000 fatalities. But, of course, you know, Richard Dyer was praised as a hero for preventing Indian mutiny. You know what I'm saying? But it's the kind of shit that these crackers do. Now, let alone, now, why there's something else that more British Empire facts. Now, we're going to get into it tonight. Let's talk. These are all facts. Now, y'all can double check me. I can't wait for you to get into it. The transatlantic slave trade. How much do I even got to go into that? Shit, this is America, isn't it? British Empire was solely responsible for that, along with the Catholic Church, which was under their rule as well, which has also been proven thousands, countless times. How about crushing the Iraq Revolution? Also after World War One, you know, when Britain was granted authority over Iraq, but it was called Mesopotamia at the time, you know, during the 1920s, I think around like May, something like that, in like May of like 1920, the Iraqi became, you know, discontent, and, you know, began a revolution, and these motherfuckers dropped over 90 kilograms of bombs. And then they searched houses, and they found weapons in their houses and shit. They burned the villages down. So between May, it is the 1920s, this is fact, y'all can look it up. Between May and October, they killed over 10,000 Iraqis, you know, for trying to protest like that. This is the kind of shit that this empire does. How about the New Village? Y'all ever heard of the New Village? Know y'all heard of that. You know, back in the 1950s, when they were facing threats from the communists, you know what I mean, looking to take over the Federation of Malaysia, or Malaysia at the time, you know, which they had support from, you know, the peasant population, so they knew it was going to be hard to just, you know what I mean, defeat them in all that, you know, ground battle. So instead of just, you know, dealing with the quote-unquote insurgents, you know, straight up, they rounded up 500,000 of them motherfuckers, right? They rounded up 500,000 of them, you know, and put them in these, what we would call here now, FEMA camps. And I mean, they were heavily guarded, you know, with barbed wire fenced up and shit, and they ended up raping their ass and killing them and shit, putting them in like small prison. But they eventually was granted their rights in 57. But this shit took 7 years, man. I mean, this is just a little bit. Not even like not even to mention Mussolini, right? The part of they killed 500 million Africans, man, in the span of 100 years. Mussolini and the one before him or after him. Look it up. And they always put a dress on. Now, you know, we already know, of course, Europe, England owns America. No question. England owns America. We did not win the Declaration of Independence. America succeeded. That's why every time it's a fucking, whenever the inauguration, whenever it's a new president, he eventually he got to go over there and bow to the Queen and get his orders. And your boy 45 the same, Donald Trump the same. He had to do the same. Everybody, they all go through the same process. So watch this. We know how Prince Harry, Prince William feel. We know his intentions are for black people. So, and then you got, I mean, look all the stars you got up there. You got fucking Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey up there. Poor Serena Williams. Poor baby. They been to a comeback anyway. The moment she decided to play tennis, she was took just like Tiger, but she, you know, he never been really on his side any goddamn way. But then the pawns that they gonna use. That is mighty funny, and I found it strange because look, when I started looking into this today, right, I had no idea that Prince William had said these things, and so it made me go back a little more, you know, and I put that together with, you know, where Bill Gates was saying the exact same thing about, you know, depopulation and methods that they use. These motherfuckers that run the world, man, you know what I'm saying? He inherited the world that his Illuminati ass grandfathers and ancestors set forth aside for him, and he gonna keep that shit going. And y'all can be fooled by this illusion of inclusion if you want to. I'm not going for it. I'm sorry. Now, Donald Trump ain't nothing but a ploy, a plan to get this shit going. Because watch this. Bill Gates said, I think this was probably like a month or two ago, that there's about to be a disease, something that's about to hit, that's going to wipe out, that's going to kill by 30 million people in a matter of 6 months. They finna wipe, go through Africa. That shit is going to be experiments, and then they're going to start bringing this shit over here into the black community. Trust me. It's probably already in effect already. I mean, you know, a lot of shit already in effect already anyway. See, it's just moving too slow. Y'all get too awake around it. Y'all ain't eat McDonald's and y'all ain't eat Wendy's as much as you used to. You know what I'm saying? Y'all starting to become a little too aware. And then depopulation, all of these are methods of depopulation, family. This whole Me Too shit, because they gonna stop y'all from fucking. They trying to slow fucking down all the way. Let's get this shit right quick. Mind control. They want to stop sex. They want to stop you from, you know, they want to, you know, eliminate conception. That's what really they try to do. And they're going to kill a lot of us in the process. They're doing it with the weed, you know what I mean, with the chemicals and shit that they're putting in the marijuana. You think that shit loud, all right? Fella, listen to what I'm telling y'all. We're going to, I deal yet. I ain't touched it yet, but I'm going there. I'm going there one episode. We'll have to go there, fam. We'll have to get into this weed and the defeminization of the black man with marijuana. What's going on with the marijuana? Well, I ain't gonna even go into it no more, but we're gonna touch that in a minute. But there's definitely a pandemic, you know, going on with this, and it's causing homosexuality and all of that. But we're gonna get into that. But it's all forms of depopulation, the over glorifying gang culture, you know, allowing gang culture to be magnified and, you know, put on the scale to where it can be so immolated, you know, by the little kids and things like that. Make it appealing. They're making all that shit norm for you. You think that shit, man, they know exactly what they're doing, because you ain't going to do nothing to kill yourself. You'll do it at a fast alarming rate. You know, if we bring it to the forefront, let you kill yourself in front of them, and then we kill some of you on top of that innocently. They know what they're doing. Y'all just got to pay attention to it. But see, the fine print in that shit, though, family, like, that's why I salute my Baba Dick Gregory, man. God rest him. Peace and light to Baba Dick Gregory. But see, I had to feel just like my brother. You know, just like he said, and I have to quote him. You know, just as much as I know this, every time I go and buy, I can sit up here on this podcast, you know, and pay whatever amount of dollar this is a month to keep on doing this thing and keep at least trying to attempt to bring some kind of truth to the light. But I can sit and do this every week, all week. But every time I pay for this podcast and do anything for that, I know them tax dollars going to fund the slaughter of some more innocent babies and innocent women and children. And I got to live with that shit. Cause see, I know that every time you go buy a loaf of bread, that tax money you paying funding some water to go drop some bombs on some innocent women and children. And you going to have to live with that. Because, see, I know, I realize it already. I'm part of the problem. I know it. Ain't no escaping this system. Y'all can keep sitting here and glorifying and clapping for these same motherfuckers. Y'all, look, let me tell you something. What you doing, right? Y'all praising and retweeting all this beautiful shit for these motherfuckers that finna be this bitch finna be the face of your people's slaughter. Of descendants of your ancestors. She gonna be the face of their slaughter. Cause watch what I'm telling you, family. That's finna be murder that's finna slide through these small countries in Africa. Genocide finna slide through there. And she gonna be the face of it. They know what the fuck they're doing, her and her mama. And y'all know that's straight Catholicism. In the Catholic Church, when have you ever, in any kind of Catholic Church, women don't speak because they didn't hear to the Bible? I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. It says, let your women be silent in the sanctuary. Women don't supposed to speak or do anything. They know what they're doing because they're going to tear religion down. And they're going to use the empowerment of women to continue their depopulation techniques. Watch what I'm telling y'all. They finna start attacking these preachers. They're going to start tearing y'all preachers down and doing all of that. And they're doing it already. It's perfect ploy. Y'all just sitting out clapping. Queen Elizabeth don't give a fuck about you, niggas. Cool for whipping. They ain't not dressed like a goddamn... with they stupid ass hats on and shit, looking like what's it called, the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby meets the medieval times. That's what that is, family. So, I don't give a fuck about the royal wedding, family, because I know it for what it is. And when y'all need to see it and understand it. And if people don't give a fuck about you, never have. Again, it ain't nothing but a ploy. All of that shit ain't nothing but a ploy. Because it's about to be genocide. It's about to flow through Africa. And they're going to use her as the face up. She going to be up there doing all your speeches and all your, you know, we need to do this and do that, human rights. God bless the people of Africa. But they finna kill all the motherfuckers. Straight up. Y'all just gotta pay attention and realize when they ever done that, women, black women up singing in a church and shit. They don't give a damn about no liberation and free change and all that. That shit is a ploy. Watch what's gonna happen. You'll never see it again. And I don't think Meghan Markle gonna live that long. They're trying to take her blood. They're going to take their bloodline and immigrate and trying to keep it going. Because they know. They know their time is up. But that's your queen to be. I see you, family. Salute to everybody listening to us and in Norway, Sweden. Salute to the family listening to us in South Africa. Salute to the family in Canada, all my people here in the USA. Salute, family. The Vain Verdict Podcast. Y'all follow us on all social media networks. Stay hip on all episodes. You can download, you can stream this episode right here at blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Follow us on Facebook at The Vain Verdict. Follow us on Twitter at The Vain Verdict. Skype, Vain Verdict. Instagram, The_Vain_Verdict. Google's Plus at The Vain Verdict. Support black business, family. This is a podcast for the people, so it's funded by the people because we're doing things for the people. And donations can be accepted at GoFundMe/TheVainVerdictPodcast. Or if you like, just go straight with PayPal, paypal.me/TheVainVerdict. Or if you like to cash out, that's $VainVerdict, family. It's your boy Pimp Black. I can't give you nothing else but the truth. We're going to go out like this. I'll catch y'all next round, family. And when that is, you fight. Hey, you know how it go. You follow the shit. You're going to know when we up. Peace of life.
This episode is being brought to you by
ChrisMillMultimedia.com. You need logos, fly designs, brochure designs, editing, graphics, software done, anything to get your brand and your business, get your marketing strategies off the ground. I suggest you go no further, family, than ChrisMillMultimedia.Weebly.com. Again, that's ChrisMillMultimedia.Weebly.com. If everything starts with a vision, family, you better get your ass over there. You know what I'm talking about. Peace.
Yeah, I'm
my women in there trying to get mine done right. And I like how you do it. See, I didn't even know the difference between the vinyl and the sublimation. As far as like the print, the good quality, the clarity that it would come out, as opposed to printing on cotton-based shirt or anything that's different like polyester. So I just noticed that the sublimation or the vinyl is easier to print and it holds better on a higher polyester blend as opposed to a cotton. I can do that going forward. And my brother Daoud of Atlanta Custom Apparel specializes in vinyl custom screen printing. Anything you need done to that matter, y'all go see my brother Daoud at Atlanta Custom Apparel. You can actually hit him up, get some pre-orders in at 678-598-7338. But right now he's located at Green Broad Discount Mall. Y'all stay tuned. Again, my brother Daoud, Atlanta Custom Apparel. Y'all get good. Cold dripping. Long live everything. You somebody a brand, a line that's really pushing the status quo. You see the creativity, man, that the artistry, man, the color coordination that these guys are putting out, man, it's really unmatched. I've seen nothing else like it. And the 2018 launch, this new season of streetwear and apparel, even custom models, everybody over there, man. Y'all go ahead and get with them guys. Cold drink, long live everything.
Point me to the money club.
I mean, when you go to talking about making a statement, you know, that raw, that real, authentic energy that you get from the streets that we all know about. You know what I mean? That can only come, that's where Point Me to the Money, the brand represents. That authentication, you know what I'm saying? No fuck shit in between. You know what I mean? Get your orders in right now, family. You can email the official pm2m@gmail.com. That's the official Point Me to the Money @gmail.com. Artful Black Creation. The Black Obsidian. Self control, one's truth. Releases negative energies, protection, purification, practicality, transformation, and growth. Those are just a few of the components of the stone called the Black Obsidian that my brother Artie McFly of Artful Blessed Creations made for me. And that's the type of thing I like when I'm, especially, you know, with people, a lot of people do design custom jewelry, man, but my brother does it another life. It's all, you know, curious, you know, stone. It's all elements that mean something. You know, you take your qualities and make pieces that fit your quality and your traits and, you know, what you're trying to hold up. So y'all go up and make sure y'all go holler at my guy, man. You can actually put orders in at www.xcbtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. That's ArtfulBlessCreations. Again, www.xcbtsy.com/shop/artfulblesscreations. Y'all get up, my people, man.
Lucy Expressing Charity in your supermarket.
You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, eat the good and fruitful things come out of the earth, and follow not the way of the devil. I'm probably paraphrasing, I'm sure. That said, family, you know, one place I like to especially get my eat on nowadays, all the bad food devil over here. This season is fresh and catering. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, Friday to 7, and Saturday 12 to 10, and Sunday is noon to 5, right? It's located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. And fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. These ladies, some ladies in there making it happen. I'm using that old school, like the old school good cooking like the big mama don't need to make. That's what's going on in there. It's coming from the fresh fruits and veggies in your supermarket right in the street of 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. And y'all get out of that desert, man. Come get you some good growth, especially anybody in the city. Look.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Vanguard. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vanguard. Twitter at The Vanguard. Instagram @_Vanguard. Google Plus at The Vanguard. Skype Vanguard. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas, you can email us at thevanguard@gmail.com. Again, thevanguard@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thevanguardpodcast or PayPal me at thevanguard. Peace of life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.